Hello everyone, Kevin Remde here, Senior Technical Evangelist with Microsoft. Now in this task, we're going to use PowerShell to display some basic information about a virtual machine. So we're going to use PowerShell to get the details on a virtual machine that is based in a resource group. So we're in resource manager mode in Azure. Now to do this, I'm going to use PowerShell. So if I look at the PowerShell window here, I happen to have the integrated scripting environment opened up here. And I've already done some work here to get the information and actually set up this session with my Azure account. So I've already used the add Azure account command to log into my subscription. I have chosen to use my Visual Studio Ultimate with MSDN subscription, and I'm going to select then the subscription as the current subscription for this session. Also importantly, I have switched the mode of this session to Azure Resource Manager mode. We're dealing with virtual machines that are based in resource groups. And as you may recall from previous videos, I currently have a resource group called KevRemRG3 that has three virtual machines running in it, all being load balanced, so a number of other resources also being a part of this resource group. So if I go into this list, it's a simple get Azure VM command, giving it the resource group name as well as the virtual machine name. I'm going to set a couple of variables, actually set this first variable for the resource group name, and then I'm going to use a command that actually will select and iterate through. So rather than specifically saying this virtual machine, I'm going to say, give me the Azure virtual machines that are in this resource group, and then just show me the names of those virtual machines. And so I have my VM0, my VM1, my VM2. So if I want to get details on my VM0, I can set that variable and use this simply to get the details on that particular virtual machine. And you see we get a lot of detail on that virtual machine in this way. Selecting different fields, selecting different columns and different properties, and then displaying them in more readable ways certainly would be useful. But you can see all the detail on that object right here. So, very simple to use PowerShell in order to get details of a virtual machine running within a resource group. Using Microsoft Azure and Microsoft PowerShell. I hope you found this useful, and we'll see you next time.